You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Perfect Hour Tuesday. Thank you so much for keeping in touch with us, for staying in, for tuning in. And it's now time to head straight over or moonwalk into Mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And I am here with the one, the only, Dawn Pettgraceman. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, Carrie. I'm on the next flight, okay? I'm on the next flight.
Okay, good. Well, as long as we understand, now we're good to go. And Mr. Endo is here with us. Hey, buddy, what's happening?
I'm winning, sis. How are you?
I'm good. We love any rain on this side. And everything is cool. Everything is good.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I know we are going to be discussing a very important topic. And I told my listeners, or male listeners especially, about, leaving or building a legacy. Because today's conversation is about building a legacy and becoming the man your family and community needs. Now, I am seeing our men messaging us already, but we're going to get into that in a short while. So I want to tell them already, guys, brethren, brothers, partners, you're getting to the conversation. This is about you. This is Mental. We focus solely on you. But I know there are some women out there who would like to get their thoughts and their views in. But today we are talking about building a legacy, becoming the man your family and community needs. Now, I'm going to touch base with Endo first, Donna. Today, men first. Men are first today. All right? So, OB, thank you so much for joining us. And let me start one time. What does it truly mean to become the man your family and community needs today? Because I know you're a lifestyle coach, right?
Yes, ma'am. On so many levels, mm-hmm. I enjoy teaching men and really just teaching people. But of course, I have a an innate desire to help my brothers. But I think that whenever I look at these types of questions or these types of conversations, I like to start at the beginning. And Father, when he created Adam first. And then he took a part of Adam and made Eve. And it's like anything else, it's like I liken it to the body. Mm-hmm. There are different aspects to the body, your arms, your legs, your heart, your stomach, your chest. There's all different components, and I've even told some people I can go to the gym and work out and look like, Adonis. But if you cut off your head, what is all of that become? A pile of mush on the ground. And so that's what a man is. He is the head of the body. And his woman is a part of that body. It's not a less than. She's a critical component, just like the heart. Without the heart, the body will still be a pile of mush. So for us, as men, we have to realize that the body, which is our family, the children are a part of that body, like the arm is. Mm. The church is a part of that body, like the leg is. But without the head of that body, all those components are just mush. And so when we truly understand that that is our position, it's not that we need to be served. No, it's that we need to serve. Hmm. It's not that we are the head because, you do what I say. No, it's let me lead myself in what I say and you will follow me in what I say. Hmm. I'll tell a quick story, make it short. A young woman wanted to bring her son to Gandhi so that he can teach him how to not eat all these sweets because that was the only man that he ever respected, little boy. And so he would never listen to his mother about eating sweets. So one day she said, I'm going to take you to Gandhi. So she takes him to Mr. Gandhi. He says, listen, I want you to teach my son how to eat, not to eat sweets. It's not good for his teeth, his health. And he's like, okay, do me a favor. Go come back to me in a week. And the woman came back a week later and she didn't understand why she had to wait. She comes back. She says, Mr. Gandhi, we're here. Can you please teach him? He finished telling the boy all the things. You should listen to your mom. You don't want to lose your teeth, your health. And the boy listened. He, Mr. Gandhi, you're the best. And thank you for teaching me these things. The woman is loving it. She said, thank you. As she's walking away, she turns around. Why did you ask me to wait a week? He said, because I needed to stop eating candy first.
Wow.
And so that's what it means for us as men to understand our position. We have to walk it, live in it. And then our sheer presence, we now have authority and a power that we can't even fathom to now ask it and request it of those around us. We must lead ourselves first.
Lead yourself first. And I love that, because I'm thinking that if you really don't know the path, how can you encourage someone to be on that path? Is that possible?
Absolutely not. You lead them off of the cliff.
Yeah, because you have never experienced it, right?
Exactly.
Wow. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Andu. And another thing, let's chat. What does it mean to have a legacy as a man? And I want you to answer based on from a male's perspective and from a life coach perspective as well, because we have men locked on listening right now, and they know the word, you know, but they don't understand the meaning of the word and how they can reach from point A to legacy. So talk to our men locked on and listening right now. Break it down for them. Let them know what's a legacy and how can they start building that legacy for themselves.
I think you want me to speak directly, or you want me to let the lady go next?
I wanted to get the lady a break today. But let me hear from you first, and then, of course, we'll hear from Dawn.
Okay, absolutely. You know, it goes back to what we were just talking about, sis, in that whenever you want to leave a legacy, you have to lead your legs first. What are you leading your legs to see? So we start to with ourselves. When you start to do that for yourself and you start to put things in place, the people around you tend to fall into place. So that's the first part, okay? I already spoke to that a little bit. I think the second part then becomes, you have to, what is the thing I always talk about with Father? You'll hear me talk about Father always, because he's given us the blueprint. Mm-hmm. And it's the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. But when we don't compare things to that, when we don't follow in his word, you see, there is this concept I would teach, because I'm also an entrepreneur, have been for over 30 years. And people would always ask me, how did you do it? How are you doing it? And there's this thing of be, do, and then you have. Most of us want to switch that. We want to have, and from barely doing, and then we will be. No, you have to be, do, and then have. Quick example. There was a company I was with, and there were positions in the company. Say there were 7 or 8 positions. When you first come in, you're what's called an associate.
Right.
And there's a senior associate, then manager, then director, then executive, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and then you're the platinum executive. So when I got there, I came in an associate. Mm-hmm. I did what it took. I became a manager. But my goal was to become a platinum executive. Mm-hmm. So you know what I used to do? Everybody else is going and hanging around. If you were a senior associate or manager, you're hanging around other senior associates and managers. You know what I would do? I was sneaking into the platinum meetings. And when the leader of the platinum meeting would see me, he would wink and never say a word. You know what he understood? Something that I understood. I needed to be around those people who were where I wanted to be. I needed to see how they moved. I needed to see how they talked. I needed to see what they did. And guess what? In that watching of them, guess what I was becoming? I was
one
becoming
of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when you watch who you're around, who are you being? When you talk about leaving a legacy, who are you being today before you can talk about leaving a legacy tomorrow? Then my question to you is, who are you around? My mentor would say, who am I around? What are they doing to me? And is that okay? Who am I around? What are they doing to me? And is that okay?
Yeah.
So you have to be, do, and you have. So the way that you're being, right? When I'm around my children and I'm chastising them for doing something wrong, am I, son, have a seat. Let me tell you what it means to be a man. A man is a man that doesn't lie. A man is a man that watches what he's doing, especially when no one is watching. You see, I'm creating legacy. But how did that start? How it started with me and who I'm being. And then I'm doing it. And then my son is watching me. And guess what he wants to do? He wants to be and then do just like his daddy. Guess what I now have? Legacy.
Oh, wow. Now that you broke that down like that, I had an idea. But a lot of us, and when I say us as in adults now and having children and having kids, we don't think about it that way, you know. And I'm so glad that you brought it to our attention and you broke that down for us, Obina. Thank you so much. Now, before we continue, guys, I want you to get into the conversation. 306-1065. All the men are locked on and listening right now. What is the type of legacy you would like to leave behind? What type of legacy are you looking to leave? Let's hear from you. Send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. Or you can call us at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Because we are talking about building a legacy, becoming the man your family and the community needs. Do you even know what that is? As a man, as a father, as a husband, as a boyfriend, yeah, as a partner, as a lover, do you know what that means? Do you know what your family and, by extension, the community needs from you? Talk to me. Give me a call, all right? Now, Dawn, let's hear from you. What is the meaning of leaving back a legacy?
Here, before I even answer, can we just give Mr. Endo a round of applause?
Oh, gosh. Let me just get that. Let me just get that.
Hey, y'all gonna make a black man blush.
Yes.
Listen, I have my notepad and my pen here taking notes, all right? Yeah, just so absolutely powerful. Whenever I'm in his presence, I'm just like, look, pen and paper.
One time. Yeah. It's only right.
Thank you, ladies. You're gracious.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. So for me, here's what I would like all our listeners to understand is that legacy is not what you leave for people, but rather is what you leave in people.
Mm.
And I think that's what Mr. Endo was saying. He spoke about, you know, teaching his son, right? The be, do, have. He is leaving something in the person because, Kerry, material things, they could blow up. As a matter of fact, statistics shows that people who, like, won the lottery or get inheritance, it's gone in no time because they never become before they received. And so legacy is not necessarily what you leave for people. It's what you leave in people.
Mm.
What is it that you are leaving in your children, in your community? The people that you touch. One of my motto for myself is that I should never have a conversation with someone and leave them the same. That has always been my motto. So your legacy is what you're actually leaving in people.
Mm. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dawn. And I have a call and I have a message. But before that, I gotta go take a quick break. And when we come back, it's gonna be so much more. So stick and stay. Dawn and Obina, don't go anywhere. Maybe you could go put your kettle on to hot some tea. And by the time you come back, the kettle will finish and then just pour the water and we're good to go, all right? So stick and stay. We're gonna be right back with so much more. But before that, one stage, one purpose, one community, one cause. The Harmony for Humanity concert is here. A special fundraising concert supporting the Court Shamrock Center for Socially Displaced Persons, featuring the incredible talent of Anselm Wattles and Joel John, with performances by Shiv Shaki Dancers and so much more. It's happening on July 12th, 2026 from 5 p.m. at Naparima Bowl in San Fernando. Tickets are just $300, so get them right now. Together, we can create change, music, compassion, community, harmony for humanity, supporting this Court Shamrock Center for Socially Displaced Persons. So you can get your tickets today at 653-7529. So you can give them a call for more information.
Every weekday morning, Tasca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Get the story first.
Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. She is fun and engaging. It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak Your Mind.
Hey guys, welcome back. And of course, it's one stage, one purpose, one community, one cause. The Harmony for Humanity concert is here. A special fundraising concert supporting the Court Shamrock Center for Socially Displaced Persons, featuring the incredible talents of Anselm Walters and Joel John, with performances by Shivshaki Dancers and so much more. It's happening on Sunday, July 12th, 2026, from 5 p.m. at the Naparima Bowl in San Fernando. So get your tickets. They are only $300. You can call them at 653-7529. That's 653-7529. Together, we can create change, music, compassion, community, harmony for humanity, supporting the Court Shamrock Center for Socially Displaced Persons. All right. Freedom 106.5 FM, it's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And we are here with Obina Endu and Dawn Petgrave-Smith. And today we are talking about building a legacy, becoming the man your family and the community needs. So welcome back, Dawn and Obi. Welcome back.
Thank you, Carrie.
Now, we were getting some calls before we go, so let me open back the phone lines at 625-2257 or 627-3223. Men, gentlemen, brethren, partners, buddies, what do you think about this legacy conversation that we're having? Has it run through your mind? The type of legacy you want to leave in someone? Maybe it could be your son. Maybe it could be your daughter. Maybe it could be your loved one. So talk to us. 625-2257. I have a message here. Let me say good afternoon. Going to Kamini. Kamini is locked in. Kamini says, Carrie V, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to Dawn and your guest. Legacy is tangible and intangible. Wealth, property, good values, merits, standards, and morality. All right. Thank you so much for that, Kamini. So what do you think about her statement, Dawn and Obi? What do you think about that? Legacy is tangible and intangible.
Absolutely, absolutely. It goes back to what I said. It's not only those things that you leave for them, but it's also the things, the intangible things that you leave in them. The Bible also says that good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So even the Bible speaks to us leaving legacies. Some of those things are tangible. So definitely agree with her or him.
I got it. Thank you so much. Well, she's a her. So that's convenient. Nope, I'm going to say she's a she, but I didn't really sound radio friend. But I got it. Thank you so much for that, Dawn. Now, Obi, I want to ask you this, all right? Because we are chatting with we are talking with the men this afternoon. And you are a man, obviously. And I'm going to ask you this. What does becoming the man your family needs really look like? What does that mean? So when you want to explain that to someone or you're talking about that with a gentleman, what does that mean to them as a man, becoming what their family needs? What does that mean?
You know, I feel like we are, and a lot of you may have heard this phrase before, we are not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human physical experience. And often when we think of that which we should leave, that which we should legacy, we almost always, as a people, culturally, think of that which is external. And this is why I love what Dawn said. It's what we leave in them. And so, you know, sure, we should leave the legacy of the trinkets and, you know, the money, the tangible. But do you know that the outside is a reflection of what is inside? And so when you ask me about being the type of man that your family needs, it is not necessarily a physical thing. It's what you represent. You see, before you build a home, you must first build a blueprint. And so when I think of leaving legacy, I think of leaving a blueprint, not necessarily my body, not necessarily the things that I created with my body, not the money, not the cars, not the couch. It's the things that got me the money. It's the things that got me the cars. It's the things that got me the couch. That's what it looks like. And so when I am teaching and being with my family, my children, my daughters as an example, I teach them what it is like for them to be with a man. You see, I understand that for my daughter, I'll use one of them as an example. I've been blessed to have three, but Bella, for Bella to have a husband one day, she needs a blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so when Bella is frustrated, upset, or things are going on, like the other day, I'm with my daughter Bella, and she has her period. We're in the car, and it's starting. I'm daddy, I'm freaking out in my head. But it wasn't my first time at the rodeo. Her sister, Milan, we've already been through this process. She's 18, Bella's 12. So what do? Instead of me freaking out in my head, I said, baby, that is fantastic. She's like, daddy, what do you mean? This is not the best feeling. I'm like, honey, you are being blessed to become a woman. Isn't that awesome that Father has given you this beautiful gift? And do you know she started to shift right in front of me? I saw my daughter go from anxiety to joy, to by the time we stopped and got her the things that she needed and I told her what to do and put, you know, mom on the phone and let her talk to her. Guess what? She says to me, daddy, I'm so glad that I had this experience with you. Now I have an amazing memory that I will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
That is legacy. Now, you may say, Obi, that was crazy. She had it with you. Yes, but look at what it turned into. Now, how did I know to do that? It's not because I have all the answers, but I've put so much in my head. I've read the books. I've been around the people. I've snuck into the platinum meetings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've decided on who I was going to be. So it doesn't matter the circumstance that shows up. That's who I'm going to be no matter what. So when now, guess what? When my daughter is now going to pick a husband, oh, she's got an incredible blueprint. You see? And that's the thing when I think of when showing up for our family, who are you being in every circumstance? What blueprint are you leaving? Because that is your legacy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What blueprint you're leaving. I love that one. 5 minutes away from the top. And the guys, 625-2257 or 627-3223. We are here with Obinna Endu and Dawn Pedgrew-Smith. It's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on The Overdrive. Now, before we head, because we got to go to our news at the top, I want to ask you, Dawn, I forgot the question I asked Obi. You know, can you answer the question that I asked him before? Yes. Wow, I was thinking about something else.
Kervi, no, I think we both are having the same experience.
Wow.
Right now,
Obi, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're real good.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you both.
Wow.
I got you, Kervi.
You're dead. No, you're dead. Because I just like, wait, what? Did my mind just crumble?
Yes,
that's what went on.
Yes,
that's what went on.
Yes.
Yay.
And you know, I ditto everything that Mr. Endu said, but I think we might still have a man out there or a young boy out there who might still say, well, what exactly does all of that mean? You know?
Right.
Jason Wilson, he wrote a book called The Man the Moment Demands. I encourage every man that is hearing my voice right now, or women, get it for the men in your lives, your sons, your husbands, your partners, all right? brilliant book because Jason literally broke down everything that we're talking about right now. But just to answer your question, the family's not looking for a perfect man.
No.
I think I need everybody to understand that. The family's not looking for a perfect man. What we're looking for is a man with character. A man who is going to do the right thing even when nobody is looking. A man who is dependable. Your family can depend on you, right? A man who does what he say that he is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
A man who shows up for his family, just as Mr. Endu just explained the experience with his daughter.
Right.
Many men I know would probably just turn the car around and drop her back home to her mother.
Yep, correct.
Right? It's those things. But to become that man, you have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why being in the right spaces are so important, Kyrie. This is why reading the books, the self-development books, and putting them into practice is so important.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll say this and I'll stop. Last week, Saturday, I spoke at the Caribbean Mental Health Summit. And my son is with me. One of my son is with me for the summer. He wants to be a psychologist. And so I took him to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was a little, oh my God, it's going to be boring, whatever. Kirby, the men, the psychologist men at this conference were so excited to see that there's another young man that wants to be a psychologist. You know what they did? They dripped on him the whole day. Everybody was pulling him and having conversations with him. At the end of the conference, he was like, Mom, I got a ticket to attend a conference.
No, Donna, I'm really sorry, but I have to cut you here. Yeah, all right, so hold that stick, that pin there, guys. We are coming back.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Hey, guys, welcome back at Freedom 106.5 FM. It's just about 5 minutes after four, and it's now time to moonwalk into our Overdrive opinion poll question, which we do every afternoon after the 4 p.m. news headlines. And it's courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. So let's get into it based on our conversation with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith and Obina Endu, because it is mental, which we do every Tuesdays. As we were talking about building a legacy, becoming the man your family and the community needs. Now, Obina mentioned something that you have to speak that. Well, I'm paraphrasing here, and he'll correct me when we get back. So a man has to speak that, be that in the lives of, let's say, for instance, their children, in order to leave that legacy within who they're leaving it for, right? And I'm just paraphrasing. Don't shoot me down here, right? And I want to agree with him 110%. But I started to think, I was wondering if we have that type of figure in, well, at least the boys, if they have that type of figure in their lives today. So I've decided to ask you as our OOP question this afternoon. And let me tell you, it's really easy, easy peasy lemon squeezy to get involved, to participate. All you need to do is answer me with a simple yes or no. You can send me a message on WhatsApp at 306-1065, or you can call me at 625-2257 or 627-3223. It's our Overdrive opinion poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I've decided to ask you this afternoon, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? Do you believe boys today have enough male role models? Okay, so let me do that over. Do you believe boys today have enough male role models? What do you think? Yes or no? It's our Overdrive opinion poll questions. You can call me at 625-2257 or 627-3223. You can even send me a message on WhatsApp at 306-1065. It's an Overdrive opinion poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria.
Join the chat now on the all-new Freedom on the all-new Talk Radio 106.5.
So let's get into the conversation. Our OOP question and today's question is, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? What say you? Let me say good afternoon. Going out to St. Cloud, Florida. He's locked in saying no. Latifa is saying no as well. She's from San Fernando. Navid Village Rio Claro, she's saying no as well. Let me say good afternoon. Going out to Sangre Grande is saying no. Manzanilla locked in saying no as well. El Dorado is saying no. Las Lomas is saying no. Thank you guys so much. St. Augustine is saying they somewhat have enough. Okay, so I'll take that as a yes. I'll take that as a yes, St. Augustine. Thank you so much. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Karin. David said no.
Thank you so much, Debe. Thank you so much for your call. 625-2257. Let's get another one. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tabas.
No.
Tabakita is locked in and he is saying no. Thank you so much. Good evening to number 307. Please just send me a yes or no, okay? 625-2257. Do you believe boys today have enough male role models? What do you think? What say you? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary.
Deep South.
No.
Deep South is locked in saying no. Thank you so much. Let's get another one, line one. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie. Saying no.
Q-Rep is locked in and Q-Rep is saying no as well. I have a Shagonas locked in. Shagonas is saying yes. Canupia is saying no. Maloney is saying yes. All right, Maloney, I got you. Port of Spain locked in is saying no as well. Let's get a few more. 625-2257. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie. Navid Village Rio Claro
is no. Navid Village Rio Claro is saying no. Thank you so much, Navid Village. You know I love your voice, right? Yeah, I love it. Lavantel is locked in saying no. Thank you so much. Aruka is saying no as well. I could get one more phone call, one more before we close off today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. And today's question is, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? I only seeing bad ones. What that means, yes or no? Yes, coming from Cali Bay, they have bad ones. Aye, aye, aye. Kuva is locked in saying no. Okay, guys, so this is where I close off today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And today's question was, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? Mm-hmm. When we come back, it's going to be your results of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and Jumbo Foods in Barataria. Hey guys, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Carrie V is here, I'm in the company, and it's all about mental, which we do every Tuesdays right here on the Overdrive. And let's get back into it. Yeah, let's check out the results of our Overdrive Opinion Poll question, courtesy Mirage Westside Supermarket and the Jumbo Foods in Barataria. And I've asked you this afternoon, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? Out of 21 votes, 98% of you said no and 2% of you said yes. And that is it. The question is, do you believe boys today have enough male role models? 2% of you said yes, whilst 98% of you said no. I want to thank you guys so much for participating in today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Stay tuned tomorrow, same time, same place, to do it all over again. And I want to say a special thank you going out to the management and staff. Us. Now, y'all heard the poll question, right? And I wanted to base that question and get the answers from our listeners because, to me, and this is Carrie V's viewer, guys, I really don't think that we have enough positive male role models here in TNT. And I don't know if it's the same for you in Jamaica, Stacey, is it?
Did you just call me Stacey?
Good, did I say this? Oh, my God. And I said it with confidence. Oh, my gosh, Don, I'm so sorry. I have to call my manager. Stacey's my manager. Oh, my gosh, did I do that? Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. I got you, sis. every time somebody asks me, why did you start a foundation for men? Why not women? That right there, that poll result right there is why I started Mentel.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same in Jamaica. And I'm sure, I mean, Obi's in the U.S. I'll wait for him to answer.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we do Mentel, and this is why we have to continue to raise conversations around or for the voiceless, mm-hmm. for men who are not getting the necessary help that they need.
You might be onto something there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You might be onto something there because... And this is the reality of it. Huh? I mean, some people don't like to admit it, but we really don't. And I want to shout out, let me say good afternoon, good afternoon to Carly Bay. Because Carly Bay, his answer was, Carly Bay said, yes, Carrie V, they have role models, but it's not positive role models. It's not positive role models, yeah.
You know, Carrie, there's so much pressure that has been put on men, and there is a clear, so let's say we have a clear blueprint of what is expected of a man to lead, provide, and protect. We don't necessarily have instructions, blueprint. Obi speaks about blueprint. We have what they need to become,
mm-hmm.
but there has been no clear blueprint as to how to get there. Now, as little girls, we're playing with dolls and we're learning how to take care of the kids and we're learning how to wash and we're learning all these little things.
Mm-hmm.
But who is teaching our boys what leadership means? Who is teaching them finances? You know, who is doing all those things? And then we say, but you're a man. You're supposed to lead. You're supposed to provide. You're supposed to protect. This is why Mentel is valid, and this is why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I got
Obina, it. Obina, what say you?
Ladies, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes. We can.
I actually agree with the poll in that we don't have enough positive male role models here. I have an understanding that if you want to alter the future, all you got to do is change the activities of today. Because every seed will eventually grow.
Yep.
And so when we look at the seeds that have been planted over the last decade, 20 years, and the seeds being planted today, what are they? You got seeds of pornography. You've got seeds of fatherlessness. Mm-hmm. You've got seeds of a woman having to become and take the roles of a man. You've got, if I could even talk about this without people getting overly sensitive, you've got the seed now of multiple genders. I have to now put down, I am he and not them and us. And I'm saying, what in the world, if I could summarize all of this, is just one big pot of confusion. And, you know, they say that a confused mind does nothing. But when you confuse people, you've ultimately changed the future. So when I'm asked that question of, you know, where do they have positive role models today? The answer is no, because it's been intentionally manipulated and designed mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. that. And so now in 10 years and in 15 years from now, when we have a different reality and we say, what happened? You got to look back in time. You know, this, the man who wants an orange tree today should have planted the seed 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because it takes time for the tree to grow, then bear fruit. And so the question really is that the question that I'm really hearing is the fruit that we have today, who planted it and what was the intention? Because that's the point of why we don't have positive role models today. The confusion was put out here intentionally for diabolical reasons, which all come back to the mighty dollar. So, I mean, that's a whole different show and conversation in itself. But no, we do not have enough positive role models for our boys today.
Wow. Thanks so much for sharing that. And guys, get into the conversation, 625-2257 or 627-3223. Don't forget, you can even send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. I want to say good afternoon going out to Stacy. I want to say good afternoon going out to Brenda from Gasparilla. Brenda is locked on. She says she loves us. Dawn, all right? Aww. Thank you so much for all your love, Brenda. And three beautiful ladies all the way in Avocat, Mommy Z, Asma Khan, and Fwazia. I have a phone call, so let's get it. Let's hear what that person has to say. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Port of Spain, what's up?
I'm your guest. Good evening. I don't know if what I'm saying has any relevance, but I remember during my Bible studies, Jesus Christ asked a person, what is his name? And the person replied, many.
Many?
I just want to put that on the table.
Okay.
Jesus Christ asked, what is your name? And he said, my name is many. Thank you.
All right, Port of Spain. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if you could explain it. Can you?
Well, there is a Bible story where there was a man who was filled with demons, but there were so many demons that when Jesus asked in his name, he actually didn't say many. He says legion, but that means many. I'm not necessarily sure where he was taking it. Would have been nice to know where he's taking it. But that's the story in the Bible.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Port of Spain, for your call. All right, Port of Spain. I got you. Thank you so much. Now, let's get back into it. Obina, I want to ask you this. So when is the right time for a boy or a man to start thinking about leaving that legacy? When is the right time? Is there a specific age that they should start thinking about it, or...
I think that it's not a, it's not more of a chronological thing. I think it's more of a an awareness thing, you know, because again, you know, when, as soon as the child is born, male or female, do you know that a child processes information, I believe it's 10,000 times faster than a computer between the ages of 0 and 7. And so, you know, you don't wait till they're 17. It starts immediately. And it's in the way you speak to your child. You know, I know that biologically speaking, that the tone of my voice literally is determining the nervous system of my child. And so now when you have a child who grows up and has no confidence, you got to look at the way that they were raised in their competence or lack thereof. And so I don't think it's a chronology thing. I think it's an awareness thing. I think it starts with us as the parents in being aware of ourselves, as I keep referring to, who are we being? And then being aware of how we're transferring that, because our children will be what we be, not what we say, right? How many times have we said that? Don't do what I'm telling you. No, they're doing who you're being. And so when we talk about trying to turn and teach our boys to be men, who are they blueprinting? Who are they watching? How are you showing up as a man governing yourself? Because that's determining who they, when it starts for them. You know, you don't wait till 17. It's already begun.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are getting some calls, so let's get them. 625-2257 or 627-3223. This is Man Tell What You Do Every Tuesday. It's right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. I'm here with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith and Obina Endu. So let's hear from you. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey. Now, hey, Dobasa, what's up?
Dobasa here in Pinal. Now, Trinidad is not a homogenous society. We have different cultures here, different histories, and it wasn't long ago. You know, my father was born soon after Indian ship ended, and slavery had been ended about 120 years before that. But the communities, you know, took different paths. And there has been some bit of fusion as time has gone by, because they settled in different areas. They remain largely intact. In this community here, in Dorbasa Trace, we don't even talk about real male role models. It's not a talk.
Okay, all right.
Just you're living in your family and you do what they do. It's not part of what we discuss at all. Now, what you will try to do is make sure your children don't follow bad company. right? Because there's always somebody doing some foolishness here and in other places too that they will interact with, inevitably, because they go to school and whatnot. And you try to make sure that they don't go that way. And your male role model is in your family and maybe the other people in the community, because there's temples and there's a couple of churches that sprung up and the Muslims have their mosques and so on. And nobody talks about that's a good male role model or female role. We that's not a thing at all. We just... And we are fine with it, and it works. It's working so far.
All right, buddy, I got you. Thanks so much. But then again, Dobasa, Trace, I know I had to cut you off there, but not all cultures are the same, but I appreciate you sharing that with us. Thank you so much. All right, Dawn or Obi, what would you have to say about that? What's your thoughts?
Dawn?
I'm glad. Well, I'll piggyback on the slavery part because I was going to bring that part up in my next comment. We have to understand also that a lot of men are carrying intergenerational traumas. Their great-great-great grandfather has never really seen a blueprint, and it just continues for generation. And when you look back sometimes at how we speak to our children, a lot of it is coming from the plantation sometimes, and we just never change it. Words matter. So for example, you know, on the plantation, you might have the slave master come and said, "Hey, Carrie, little Johnny's looking strong and healthy." You know that means he wants to now take little Johnny and start working him. The mothers now would probably say something like, "No, massa, no, massa. He's lazy, he's weak, he's feeble. Why is that?" Just so that the slave master doesn't take little Johnny now to start working him. So we see that over the years where we, you know, they come home with 99% on a test and we say, well, where's the other one? Or we, you know, we dumb down their abilities, thinking that we are doing something good and not recognizing that a lot of that mentality is coming from slavery. And so a lot of what we're seeing in our societies is intergenerational traumas that were never dealt with. And this is why I speak so much on ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. That years, those years between 0 and 6 years old are so critical. And we have to understand that even in the Bible, you know, it says that God spoke the earth into being. He said, "Let there be," and there was. So we have to understand the power of words. And raising our boys is different from raising our girls. Teaching our boys in school is different. This is why the classroom is filled with so many girls. Right now, I'm teaching in a master's program. There's 25 students in the class, all females. Where are our males? Are they socialized to provide for the family that so many of them are busy providing that they are not getting the opportunity to evolve educationally so that they can even become more, not just for themselves, but for their families and the wider society. Mm-hmm. And so what are those things that we are saying to our boys from their little? And I agree with Obi when he says that legacy is not chronological. It's children live what they see. This is why I make mention of Samuel coming with me to that conference. Let me tell you, a foundation has been placed in him because now he is seeing male therapists. He is seeing black male therapists, and he's understanding that that is okay because now he's been exposed. I couldn't do that for him as a mother, but I put him in the space that he can be poured into, all right? And for mothers, for single mothers who are raising sons, I've said this on this station many times, men need men in their lives. We can provide for them, we can nurture them, but boys need men. They need men to help guide them to becoming the man that families are later going to demand of them to become.
You bought them for 60 gil. Yeah. You went over. Thank you so much for breaking that down for us, Dawn, as I know a lot of men and women received what you said. Now, I know it's almost time for us to wrap up. When I say almost, I mean really almost. But I want to get a few more in before we take this call. Let's get this call first, and then I'll ask you our final questions. Hello, good afternoon.
My favorite lady.
Hey, hi, love. What's up?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Nice.
In all things, you must know, and the good words that we have to leave a legacy for your children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where our grooming is so important. My ex-wife, I used to go, when I went by them, 2 girls and one boy. I said, you boy, you come downstairs, let me teach you how to maintain the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you 2 girls, you wash and clean, wears and things after. So I said, everybody, each one here to get the job done. And that was so excellent. You see, and today who joined the army, who's completed this and that and all kind of thing. You must teach, even if you have my son now. I said, Sonny, you have to learn working. Work is very important. And it's daddy will teach you from here, home here. You've got to work. I said, lovey, study your work and you will be all right, son. I said, you must apply yourself academically too. And same thing with my daughter. When she was 7 years, I said, lovey, you know, just know you'll be going to a nice little lady. And that's why you see a menstruation. And you need to get menstruation protection. She said, daddy, what's that? I said, Paddy, daddy, lovey. And I said, your mommy glands will develop. She said, daddy, what's that? I said, 30, lovey. And, you know, you're teaching them in a kind of biological way. So today, my daughter studying medicine. My son is a prison officer.
Wow.
You must put values into your child. And you must, the demonstration must be low. A good instructor, go forward, and then children follow after.
Yes.
Have a nice day, Carrie.
Hey.
Excellent, wonderful topic. God bless you and Dawn and the gentleman there. And have a nice evening.
Thank you so much. Yeah, man, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Dawn or Ubina, what's your thoughts?
I've been talking a lot. I rest.
Are you talking about generally speaking?
Yeah, he's talking about, getting that into them from since they are small, and so that it would never part them. Yeah.
That's right. I think it's like any other habit. At first, you are the one that owns the habit, and then you do it long enough, and then the habit owns you. And that speaks to that thing that I was speaking of earlier when I talked about being. Who are they being? Who are the parents being?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who the children will become. And I think for me, you know, it's really just comes down to when we talk about legacy and the spirit of this conversation, which is, you know, are we willing to plant a tree today that we may not sit in the shadow of tomorrow?
Right.
And that's what you think of when you think about legacy and your children. It's not what you leave for your kids, is what you leave in your children.
And I love that. I feel I have to write that down, you know. Anyway, Dawn, you have your notebook and your pen there, right? So as long as we are both writing, I'm good to go.
All right.
Now, as we wrap up, Obi, I want to ask you, if a man is listening right now and he wants to start building a positive legacy, what are the first 3 practical steps he should take? Talk to him.
In Michael Jackson's famous song, it starts with the man in the mirror. Starts with the man in the mirror. Who are you being, my brother? Don't worry about who you've been. It doesn't mean that it doesn't matter, but learn from that school. And if you have made mistakes, which I think all of us as men, if we're truly honest with ourselves, we have all messed up somehow. Teach your children from that as well. Because last time I checked, that beautiful tree needs a pile of fertilizer in which to draw upon. And so you can use that as the place to teach your child. So first thing, look at the man in the mirror. Admit to yourself where you've messed up. Second thing, say to yourself, where is it you want to go? What kind of man do you want to be? What kind of man do you want your child to become? Because it's the children that stand on our shoulders that can see further. but they need to be confident in the shoulder of the man that they stand on. So don't try to be righteous. Don't try to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Share with them your imperfections and let them truly stand on your shoulder, good or bad. But become. Start today. It is never too late. Any day above ground is the best day to begin to change that man in the mirror, because once he changes, his son will see that and he'll stand on it.
Definitely. Thank you so much for sharing that, Obi. And before we continue, let me say good afternoon going out to Stacey Harris. You remember Donna? The same Stacey I just called you. I messaged her. And she said, oh. So good afternoon to you, Stacey. I see it was on my mind too. You understand? I studying all kind of thing, and her name just popped up. But have an amazing one and safe one home, all right? Yeah, man. She laughing at me, no, Dawn? She laughing at me. She laughing at me.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. I will call in Dawn Stacey, like if I's God parent.
Yes.
Now, Obi, another one, and this would be our final one. And maybe, Dawn, you can get into that conversation as well if you have an answer, or if you can reach out to the men. For the man who feels he's made too many mistakes, as you've mentioned before, you say don't look at what you did. Look forward, right? What advice would you give him to start changing the direction of his life and even the legacy he'll leave behind?
Spend more money on the inside of your head than on the outside. Spend more money on the inside of your head than on the outside. You see, in order for things to change, we have to change. But in order for us to change, we need new data. We need new information. If I go to put together the desk and I never read the manual, there's a reason why there's four screws left and the desk is wobbly. But as soon as I go back to the instruction and I gather the data, now I know where the screws belong. So consider for a moment that maybe the reason you made those mistakes was you just didn't know better. You know, my father says it in our great book. He says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Knowledge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The lack of knowledge. I love that one. Okay, thank you so much. And Dawn, what do you have to say?
I just want to give three references. You know, I'm always going to leave them with some material. Before I give the books, I just want to, for that man, I want to remind you that a smooth sea never makes a good sailor.
That's right.
So all the, what we consider mistake and errors, you know, try to ask yourself, who do I need to become? With all of the experience, all of the knowledge I've garnered from the things that didn't go right, or in my eyes didn't go right. So that's, you know, that's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
The books that I would love to recommend, because after you have acknowledged who you are and where you're going, you now have to make the steps to get there. So I mentioned one earlier, The Man the Moment Demands, and that's by Jason Wilson. The other book, because I know when we talk about legacy, you know, we think tangible. Most of the time we think tangible. And come on, everybody want to leave something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to the intangible things, The Richest Man in Babylon, like that book, you could read it in an hour. And if you're in debt, it's going to help you get out. If you have never started, if you're very simple to understand. And then, you know, the last book I'm going to recommend, I think it's the book that has been sold second to the Bible, and that's Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And we have to do the work. We have to do the work. And once you develop the habit, it becomes a part of you. Remember, the things you do habitually becomes who you are. And that's what I will say, Carrie.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, Obi, before we go, final one. Because I also have a last one. Eh? For some reason, I don't know. It just comes up, right? What's one challenge? One. I want us to challenge the men right now. What's one challenge you'd like every man listening right now to commit to? Maybe over the next, 20, 30 days to begin building a better legacy. What challenge? What's one challenge you'd like them to do?
I would fall right in line with the direction that Dawn is saying. And I would challenge them to take a moment every single day, a few minutes, even if you're driving.
But
10 pages of a book that will deposit data, knowledge, a distinction into you on a daily basis, just to spend time reading 10 pages of a good book, not some nonsense, not something that's, you know, for entertainment, whatever that area is that you struggle with, whatever that thing is that is a challenge for you, because the cave you fear holds the treasures you seek. Mm-hmm. So my challenge to the men would be 10 pages of a book that speaks to whatever that challenge will be. In 30 days, that's 300 pages. There is no way on God's green earth that you will consume that type of data and something not shift.
And Carrie, remember that a lot of books are free on YouTube.
Yeah, yep.
So for people who don't like the physical book, you could listen to it while you're driving instead of the music or the YouTube or such forth, you know, YouTube, but definitely the free books, the free audio books that are there.
You're absolutely right. And Obina, let our listeners know your social media handles, just in case they want to touch on your and see what's happening and what's going on. Maybe follow you, like you, share you, you know, the tingo. Where can we find you?
Dawn is laughing because she knows that's my one of my challenges is social media. I'll be 50 this Friday. Social media was not how I was socialized, but I believe my Instagram is Mr. Obina Ndu.
He said he believe.
I believe. I promise, here's my commitment. I'll start using it more as a result of this show because I want to reach more people. I want to help more people. So MROBINNANDU. Mr. Obina Ndu, I believe is the handle. Yes.
All right, well, we'll start looking out there and following you because, I mean, I'm sure that there's something that you would put out there on your page that may resonate with someone. I believe that. Well,
yes, ma'am.
Dawn and Obi, thank you so much for joining us today. And, of course, we can catch you guys next Tuesday if you have time, after God, that is, to do it all over again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Caravi. Your impact is making a difference.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
Dawn.
And thanks to Obi for joining.
Yes. Dawn, we go pick up, you know. Have a safe one, okay?
Yes, pick me up at the airport.
Yes, I would. I'm leaving right now. Where's my car? Who has my car? Where's my chauffeur? You don't worry about that again. Three with slight. Hot ones with slight. All right, guys. Have an amazing one. So, guys, you just listened to Dawn Petgrave-Smith and Obina Ndu. You know what we do? We do it right here every Tuesdays on Freedom 106.5 FM.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.